We're going to stray from our usual single species focus to shed some light, or rather some dark, on an important issue one of our local Audubon chapters, the Golden Gate Audubon Society, is working on in conjunction with PG&E and the San Francisco Department of the Environment. The issue? Lights out for birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. Lights out, everyone! This is Bay Birds. As we head into the fall and students head back to school, birds are embarking on migratory journeys, and the majority of birds migrate at night. Exactly why is still open to debate, but night travel seems to provide decent cover from predators, keeps the daylight hours available for feeding, important since many of these birds only feed by day, and temperatures tend to be cooler at night, a good thing when your body is working hard flying long distances. Over 250 species migrate through San Francisco Bay. Many of these are small songbirds, such as flycatchers, warblers, orioles, thrushes, and sparrows. Rails and shorebirds are also common night migrants, and some of the 250 are threatened species whose populations have shown steep declines in recent years. Lights Out for Birds asks city building owners to turn off unnecessary building lights during peak bird migration each year. This is February through May and August through November. Tall lighted structures, yes, those big city buildings, can draw birds off course. It is possible these bright structures simply confuse the birds, since birds rely on celestial navigation, or stars and the moon, to chart their course. Once upon a time, these were the only bright lights in the night sky. But today, of course, our cities are beacons of light that can even be spied from space. And in most cities, the stars are completely washed out by what some consider light pollution. It seems that once birds are drawn towards a city's brightly lit buildings, they often get stuck within the lit area, flying round and round in circles, and may become exhausted or increase their risk of colliding with city buildings. Ornithologists studying bird collisions at a single building in Chicago documented an 80% decrease in bird mortality after implementing a lights out program. That's a lot of birds saved by one simple action. Since climate change is also impacting birds, Lights Out for Birds effectively reduces energy usage, thus reducing carbon emissions. Building owners may find they truly enjoy the program when they see cost savings in lower electrical bills, and they can proudly boast they are helping protect migratory birds. In 2008, San Francisco became one of the first cities to implement a Lights Out program. Now, over 21 cities in the U.S. and Canada have a Lights Out program. Conservationists hope that the program extends to every major city in North America to save birds, energy, and money. If you work in San Francisco or any large building in the Bay Area, urge your company to consider joining the Lights Out for Birds initiative. When they do, they'll be doing a good thing for birds and for their business. For more information about the Lights Out for Birds initiative, visit Audubon California's blog at www.audublog.org. That's www.audublog.org. And Golden Gate Audubon's website at www.goldengateaudubon.org. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.